Medieval History, April 6th through April 9th. Thursday, April 9th. History Unit, The Vikings. Lesson 5, The Conversion of the Vikings. Lesson 5, Socratic Guiding Question. Keep this question in mind as you study. What are the advantages for the Vikings and for the rest of Europe for the Vikings to become Christian? How does Christianity change the Vikings' culture? What parts of Scandinavian culture are preserved, and what parts disappear? Objective: be able to do this by the end of this lesson. Describe how the Vikings became Christians, and analyze the effect this had on them. Introduction to Lesson 5. As the great heathen army you read about yesterday ravaged throughout England for many years, so the Viking warlord Rollo plundered the coasts and rivers of the Frankish kingdom for many years. The Franks were unable to put up any resistance to the pagans, and saw that the whole of Francia was verging on annihilation. And so the Frankish people urged King Charles, a descendant of Charlemagne, to send an appeal to Rollo to make an alliance. The account below comes from Dudo of St. Quentin, De Moribus et Actus Primorum Normanniae Ducum, on the customs and deeds of the first dukes of Normandy, written around 1000 AD. Read and annotate the marked portions only, then answer the questions below. Turn to page 15, and look where it says mark start in the bottom third of the page. Having consulted these men, Charles at once sent Franco, the Archbishop of Rouen, to Rollo, leader of the pagans. As soon as he came to him, he began to address him with gentle words. "Most outstanding of all leaders, and most excellent of all men, do you mean to spend your whole life pursuing your quarrel against the Franks? Will you always be battling against them? What will become of you? Should you be snatched away by death before your time? Whose creation are you? Do you think that you are God? Is not a man a thing fashioned from mud? Are you not the food of worms, and dust, and ashes? Remember what you are, and what you will be, and by whose judgment you will be condemned. It is my belief that you will have hell to enjoy, and after your battles are over, you will do no more harm to anyone. If you wish to become a Christian, you will be able to know peace now and in future, and to remain in this land as a man of great wealth." Page 16. The most long-suffering King Charles, led by the advice of his men, is willing to give you this coast land too often laid waste by Hastings and by you. Moreover, so that peace and agreement and firm, stable, and continuous friendship may endure between you and him for all times, he will give you his daughter, called Gisla, in marriage as your wife. If you will have the joy of offspring through this union, you will hold the kingdom in perpetuity. 2.26. When he had heard this, he called together the Danish chiefs, and told them what the bishop had said to him. And the Danes remembered the interpretations of the dream, and said to Rollo, "This utterly desolated land, bereft of warriors, and untilled by the plough, is full of good trees, is intersected by rivers stocked with various sorts of fish, it teems with game, is not unfamiliar with vines, bears fruit in soil worked by the plough, is hemmed in on one side by a sea which will afford an abundant well of different commodities, and on the other by the outflow of waters carrying all sorts of goods by ship. It is virtually distinct from the kingdom of Francia, and if it were occupied by a dense population, it would be mightily fertile and very rich, sufficient and suitable for us to inhabit. The girl whom he is promising you is lawfully born of the seed of either parent. She is tall enough, and her shape, we have heard, is most rare. She is a most unsullied virgin, provident in counsel, careful in her public dealings, most pleasant in her manner, most affable in her speech, highly skilled in handiwork. Indeed, she is the most outstanding of all virgins, and it is right that she be joined to you in wedded affection. And so the plan which seems to us the best, the most profitable, and proof against any misguided quarreling, is that you should have the king's daughter joined to you in marriage. Remember the interpretation of the dream and its mystical meaning. As we see it, things will turn out better for us within this territory. Enough have we battled and beaten the Franks. It seems right to us that we should take our ease and quietly enjoy the fruits of the earth. Send the bishop back to the king, so that he may say that you are ready to be at his service if he gives you what he has promised. Give him 3 secure months of peace as well, so that if he wants, he may come within the period of truce to meet you in public and make entirely sure of his words and promises. Rollo told the bishop forthwith that he was sending him back to the king to say these things to him. Now turn to page 17 and go to where it is marked to begin the passage start. 230. And so, in the 912th year from the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, Archbishop Franco baptized Rollo, after he had been instructed in the Catholic faith of the Holy Trinity. And Robert, Duke of the Franks, received him from the font of the Savior, bestowed his name upon him, and honorably enriched him with great rewards and gifts. And Robert, also known as Rollo, had his counts and knights and the whole complement of his army baptized and instructed in the observances of the Christian faith by preaching. After that, Bishop Franco was summoned and asked which churches within his land were held in greater respect, and which should be called the more powerful for the merit and protection afforded by the saints. So, on the first day of baptism, Robert gave a huge estate to God and to St. Mary at Rouen Church, to be held by the canons in perpetuity. On the second day, so the Church of St. Mary at Bayeux. On the third day, to the Church of St. Mary at Evreux. On the fourth, to the Church of the Archangel Michael, which is ringed about by the intermittent flooding of the stormy sea, swollen according to the phases of the moon in 7-day patterns. On the fifth, to the Church of St. Peter and St. Ouen. On the sixth, to the Church of St. Peter and St. Écart de Jumèges. On the seventh, he gave Berneville with all its dependencies to St. Denis. 231. On the eighth day of his expiation, he took off his baptismal and chrismal vestments and began to measure out land for his counts by word of mouth and to enrich his followers. Then, when preparation for a splendid wedding had been made, he married the king's daughter Gisla as his wife, and so reconciled himself to the Franks and made peace. He placed all the nations which desired to remain within his land under his protection. He divided that land among his followers by measure, and rebuilt everything that had been long deserted, and restored it by restocking it with his own warriors and with peoples from abroad. He imposed everlasting privileges and laws on the people, authorized and decreed by the will of the chief men, and he compelled them to dwell together in peace. He raised up churches that had been demolished to the ground. He rebuilt temples that had been ruined by the visitations of the heathens, and he made new and extended the walls and defenses of cities. He subdued the Britons who resisted him, and he amply victualled the whole of the realm that had been granted to him from the Breton food renders. Turn to page 19. Question number 1. What is Archbishop Franco arguing that Rollo should do, and what reasons does he give? Question number 2. Why do the Danish chiefs encourage Rollo to accept the terms of the treaty? Question number 3. List the different kinds of things that Rollo does after he and his army are baptized. Begin with the line, "So, on the first day," and go through the end of the reading. Vocab help. An estate is a large amount of property. A canon is a word for a priest who lives and does his ministry at a cathedral. Temples, on page 258, would probably be better translated large buildings. Conclusion. The Christianization of the Vikings happened at different times in different locations, happened in many different ways, and is best described as a process rather than as an event. Nevertheless, Christianity gradually had a civilizing effect on the Vikings. Viking raids died out. Scandinavian kings made alliances with the kings of southern Europe and England, and pagan, or human sacrifice, gave way to Christian worship. By approximately 1100 AD, the Vikings had joined the mainstream of Christian Europe. The Scandinavians, in barbarism, gnashed their teeth, but have now long since learned to intone Alleluia in the praise of God. Behold that piratical people, by which we read, whole provinces of the Gauls and of Germany were once devastated, and which is now content with its bounds and can say with the apostle, quote, "For we have not here a lasting city, but we seek one that is to come." Adam of Bremen, circa 1070 AD. This concludes the material for Thursday, April 9th.